The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
And one of the principles that you and I discuss, well, not every day, but on a regular basis, is the devil lives in the extremes. I don't have a single Bible verse to prove that. I don't never have claimed that I do, but I believe it's true. If the devil can get us to go to an extreme, any topic, any subject, any doctrine, then the devil wins because he lives in the extremes. And I can prove that just in hundreds, thousands of illustrations. Here is the latest. How do we respond to the same-sex marriage, same-sex relationships, the homosexual community, the LGBTQ community? This is June. This is called Pride Month. There will be Pride parades, Pride activities, Pride rallies, Pride concerts through the entire month. Even Donald Trump has celebrated Pride Month. So how do we respond? Well, there are the extremes. Now, I've never been to the Pride Parade here in Columbus and have no intention of ever going. Well, Bob, how do you know what's going to happen there if you don't go? I don't need to, don't want to, have no desire to, and I'm not going. But whenever it is, I don't know when it is, but there are a couple things. Number one, part of it is just pure porn. And if the local TV stations, whenever the Pride Parade comes around, all of the local TV stations will cover it. Isn't it wonderful? This is great. Here's the Pride Parade. Often, the news anchors will actually ride in the Pride Parade, advertising the TV station and so on and so forth. But they will not show film, video, of the more gross things that are in the Pride Parade. And some of them are just absolutely gross, vile, and purely obscene. TV stations will not report that, will not admit it, and they certainly won't air it. All right, anyway. What I started to say was, I can almost assure you that at the parade, you will have some people who call themselves Christians, whether they are or not, I don't know, only God knows. But they will be yelling and screaming. They will have signs, all fags go to hell. They will have derogatory signs and posters, and they'll be screaming and shouting and making absolute fools of themselves. That's an unbiblical extreme. It is. It's an unbiblical extreme. It harms the cause of Christ, drives people away from the gospel, and does not represent the New Testament position of how Christians are supposed to respond to sinners. Okay? It's an extreme. And I hope none of you are a part of that. That's a Westboro Baptist group. Okay? Unbiblical extreme. Now, what is the other extreme? If we go to the opposite end of the pendulum, what is the other extreme? Well, I have an illustration. In a recent gay pride parade in the Philippines, this story was just posted by one of our local TV stations, and they think it's great. There's this gay pride parade marching through the streets in a city in the Philippines. And there is a group of Christians at the parade, and they're not shouting, God hates fags. they're saying homosexuality is fine. Homosexuality is wonderful. And they are apologizing for any Christian that calls homosexuality sin. They feel it is their responsibility to apologize. It is the Church of Freedom in Christ Ministries, quote, an evangelical and Pentecostal church in the Philippines. The church's pastor, Val Pamianini, said he has been going to pride parades for around 4 years as a part of the organization's I'm Sorry campaign. He told a new local news organization, quote, we are apologizing for the way Christians have hurt the LGBT community, especially by using the Bible in condemning and judging them. The pastor continued, I used to believe that God condemns homosexuals, but when I study the scriptures, especially the ones that we call clobber scriptures that are being cherry-picked from the Bible to condemn LGBT people, I realize there's a lot to discover, including the truth that God is not against anyone. God does not discriminate against people based on gender. The pastor stated that he hopes other Christians will not utilize scripture to condemn the LGBTQ community because it's keeping people from participating in the church and from Jesus. Okay, that is an ungodly, unscriptural extreme. God does condemn sin, not just homosexuality, adultery, lying, cheating, stealing. God condemns all kinds of sin. John chapter 3 says that people who do not believe in Jesus are condemned already. Yes, they are condemned by God. We serve a God who hates sin. And that's why he poured out his judgment and his wrath upon Jesus on the cross. Now, does God love homosexuals? Yes. Did Jesus die for homosexuals? Yes. He died for adulterers. He died for liars and cheaters and thieves. He died for all people. So, two extremes. The God hates fags crowd, and the crowd that says, the Bible doesn't say anything about homosexuality, same-sex attraction, same-sex marriage. God doesn't discriminate against anybody because God loves everybody. The opposite, unbiblical, ungodly extreme. So how do we respond? We are to love. If there is any place on planet Earth where a homosexual should find love, it should be a New Testament Bible-believing church. Will their lifestyle be accepted? No. No more than an adulterer. Can you imagine a church that says, adulterers welcome? We have no problem with your adultery because God doesn't judge anybody. Your adultery is fine with God. Therefore, your adultery is fine with us. Come and commit adultery with members of our church. That's absurd, right? So how do we respond? We respond in a biblical manner, but we reject the extremes. Of course we love homosexuals, same-sex attracted people. Of course we do. And we love them enough to tell the truth. A loving parent does not allow their child to do anything they want. That's unacceptable, and it, by the way, is very dangerous. A parent confronts their children with things that would harm them, things that would hurt them. A parent expresses their love by setting limits and saying no. Christians are the same way. By saying no, you are not saying you don't love. A lot of times children feel that way. You don't love me. If you love me, yeah. A mature, loving parent will ignore the child saying, if you really loved me, because you know better. You know that by loving, you are setting limits, and you don't want your child to do anything that would hurt themselves. And so the evangelical Bible-believing church does not want anybody to do anything that would hurt themselves, including homosexual relations, because that is very, very dangerous. It's extremely dangerous. So, folks, let's stay away from the extremes. Let's stay away from the extremes. Let's find balance and biblical truth. Yes, God calls many things sin. And we should agree with God that we should love the people that are involved in that sin enough to lovingly, compassionately tell them. All right, quick break, final break, and we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
And it's going to be interesting to see if this actually becomes a reality or whether it's just a publicity stunt. We were just talking about how to respond to the LGBTQ, the pride parades, and so forth. And I have been saying to Christians for years, stay away from the pride parade. You know, you don't need to show up and have signs and just stay away. Ignore them. And I mean that sincerely. Just stay away. But that's, you know, that's up to you. But in Boston, a group is planning a straight pride parade. Yep, straight pride parade. It started with a group of men who called themselves Super Happy Fun America. That's their name, Super Happy Fun America. According to their website, the group exists to, quote, celebrate the diverse history, culture, and contributions of the straight community. Okay. Now, what is the purpose of Pride Month and the Pride Parade? Well, if you would look at their website, to celebrate the diverse history, culture, and contributions of the gay community. So these guys say, what about the straight community? Last week, the club's vice president, Mark Shahady, claimed on Facebook that the city of Boston would be working with them for the straight Pride Parade. He also said at the same time the group had filed a discrimination complaint against the city and that officials understood that they would lose in litigation. So evidently, they honestly are trying to get a permit to have a straight pride parade in Boston, and the city of Boston is dragging their feet. So these guys, now again, I don't know whether this is real or a publicity stunt. But they are planning the parade for August 31st. They have advertised a parade route in Boston. Quote, if you'd like to come as an individual, march as a group, or bring a floater vehicle, then get in touch. This is our chance to have a patriotic parade in Boston as we celebrate straight pride. And I'm actually looking at their parade route, at least the proposed parade route. Well, this has caused furor, anger, and even threats. Now, think about that. Now, I have a feeling this is a publicity stunt. I think. But even if it is a publicity stunt, people are furious that they would dare to celebrate straight pride. One of the reasons why I think it's a publicity stunt. The group on its website says Brad Pitt is the mascot, calling him a hero to straight men all over the world. They are quoted as calling straight people are the oppressed majority. We will fight for the right of straights everywhere to express pride in themselves without fear of judgment and hate. Now, this has made its way all the way to the office of the mayor of Boston. The mayor of Boston was asked, what do you think about a straight pride parade? And this is the response of Boston Mayor Marty Walsh. And this is an official response. Quote, every year, Boston hosts our annual Pride Week, where our city comes together to celebrate the diversity, strength, and acceptance of our LGBTQ community. This is a special week that represents Boston's values of love and inclusion, which are unwavering. I encourage everyone to join us in celebration this Saturday for the Pride Parade and in the fight for progress and equality for all. That was the response to the question, what are your thoughts about a straight pride parade? Totally ignored anything about straight pride and just said, Boston's values of love and inclusion, which are unwavering, I encourage everyone to join us in celebration this Saturday. Our city comes together each month to celebrate the diversity, strength, and acceptance of our LGBTQ community. And refused to even deal with the straight people. Yeah, interesting. I don't know whether it's real or not. It could be a publicity stunt, but it's fascinating to watch the response. Hey, speaking of response, I hope you'll respond to my invitation to join us tonight at Genoa Baptist Church in Westerville. If you have a church that has Wednesday night service, that's where you need to be. And I really do mean that. You be there and support your own local church. If not, we're going to meet tonight up north of Westerville, Westerville Road, State Street, about 5 miles north of Westerville, State Street, Route 3 and Lewis Center. And it actually begins at 6:45, but I'm going to bomb out of here the minute I get off, which is about 30 seconds. And I'm going to try to be there by 6:45, but if you're there by 7, you should be fine. If you come, please give me the opportunity of meeting you tonight. All right? Lord willing, we will meet again tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. Until then, I hope you have a great evening. But please, wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Listen. Think. Think. Discern. Discern.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.